Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There is a moment in every case, every single one, where public confusion isn't just noise anymore. It becomes the story. It becomes the central obstruction, the fog that everyone is walking through. And in the case of Celeste Rivas Hernandez, we hit that moment weeks ago. Because the question dominating this investigation right now, the question overshadowing the autopsy, the timeline, the suspect list, the missing year of her life leading up to her death, it's not even the most important question, but it has become the most distorting one. Was she frozen or not? You would think that this would be an easy thing for law enforcement to clarify. You would think frozen versus not frozen would be pretty cut and dry. But as with everything else in this story, nothing is that simple. Not the reporting, not the silence, not the way this thing was handled, not the gaping void where official information should be, and not the absolutely maddening reality that after finding a decomposed, partially dismembered teenage girl in the frunk of a Tesla belonging to a chart-topping artist, there are still zero arrests, zero charges, and zero accountability as of this recording. That is where we are. A police captain telling People magazine, on the record, the body was not frozen when we found it. A swirl of earlier reports insisting the opposite, that it was frozen, maybe even stored somewhere else for months before being moved, and a public left trying to understand how two supposedly incompatible facts can exist inside the same exploding circus tent of a case. But here's the thing. They actually can coexist. They can both be true, depending on which specific question you are asking, when and how. And once you understand why, then the real story becomes obvious. It's not about the temperature of her remains. It's about the temperature of this investigation. And right now, the investigation looks like it's running ice cold. So let's walk this out. Let's drag this thing into clarity, because the audience deserves better than contradictory headlines and coincidence masquerading as fact. Let's start where the facts are. Hard, undeniable, and documented. Celeste disappeared In April of 2024, an entire year goes by. Silence, absence, instability, rumors, nothing. Then September 8th of 2025, her decomposed, partially dismembered remains allegedly are found inside a bag inside the front trunk of a Tesla registered to 19-year-old rising music star known as David, D4VD, found at a tow yard in Los Angeles after the car was impounded because of a ticket. That part is not speculation. This is not rumor. This is not social media embellishment. This is confirmed by the LAPD. This is the few hard facts that we do know. And you would think that discovery, a young woman missing for over a year being found dismembered in the frunk of a celebrity's electric car, would result in a rapid, aggressive, decisive law enforcement response. Nope. Instead, what we got was a sealed autopsy, a security hold on the coroner's report, a detective quietly admitting in court filings that this is now officially an investigation into murder, a grand jury convening behind closed doors, and the public, us, filling in the blanks because the actual data is being locked away. That vacuum is what gave birth to the frozen body narrative in the first place. A rumor metastasized into reality. Anonymous sources threw gasoline on it. Entertainment outlets ran with it because it sounded dramatic. A couple forensic commentators explained the possibility of freezing, and suddenly the entire internet decided it was a fact. And then weeks later, LAPD steps in and says, no, she wasn't frozen when we found her. She wasn't decapitated. She was badly decomposed, partially dismembered, and had likely been in the car for weeks in extreme heat. That's the official position. And this is where things get twisted, because most people treat that correction as a full contradiction of everything they heard before. Like, the early reporting on freezing was either completely true or completely false. This is where nuance matters, and nuance is exactly what gets flattened in cases like this, because the LAPD's answering one question. Was the body frozen inside the car at the time of discovery? Their answer is no. But the leaks and speculations and sources close to the investigation that we've heard from, we're dealing with a totally different question. Was the body ever frozen at any earlier point before being moved? And that's a different forensic question with a different forensic answer, and entirely possible medically, logistically, scientifically, for a body to be frozen for weeks or months somewhere else, then thawed and moved into the vehicle. And if that body then sits in a hot, closed compartment for weeks, Southern California heat, sealed frunk, zero ventilation, it will decompose violently, rapidly, in a way that erases any clear sign that it was ever frozen. So when you zoom out and look at this case without the social media hysteria, the paradox disappears. No, the body was not frozen when LAPD opened the trunk. But yes, investigators may still be exploring whether the remains were frozen earlier elsewhere for some period of time. And the reporters who broke that story, TMZ and such, who have said that this is what it was, they're still doubling down on it, saying, no, our sources are saying that she was frozen. Two different questions, two different answers. Neither necessarily cancels the other out. And now we get to the real problem. The public is stuck debating freezer physics while a young woman, her killer, killers, all of them, one of them, whoever they are still uncharged. Let's dig into the why of that, because I don't know that the freezer logistics really make that huge of a difference in all of this. Because this part is both infuriating and unfortunately predictable. This is the part where the system shows its cracks, its caution, its bureaucratic paralysis. This is the part that insults common sense, the part where you stare at the facts and wonder how, in God's name, we aren't seeing handcuffs yet. Let's start with the simplest reason. Number one, cause of death is still not publicly known.
And without a clear cause of death, homicide becomes harder to charge. Now, let's be clear, law enforcement knows more than they're saying. The coroner has done the autopsy, toxicology is allegedly complete, and they have internal records. But because LAPD slapped a security hold on the entire file, none of it can be released. Not cause, not manner, not injury pattern, not time of death, not trauma analysis, nothing. So the public sees dismemberment, bag, Tesla, missing girl, and they assume the motive and manner are obvious, but the legal standard is different. Prosecutors need to be able to point to something, strangulation, blunt force injury, stab wound, poisoning, something definitive, or they risk filing a homicide charge that falls apart at trial or worse before. And in a case where the body is decomposed, partially dismembered, possibly moved between locations, stored in uncertain conditions, and left in a sealed compartment for weeks, you can lose the ability to prove how the person died. Let me say that again, because it is crucial. You can know a murder happened without being able to legally prove how it happened. And if prosecutors can't prove how, they can't prove who. And if they can't prove who, they can't make an arrest stick. That's problem number one. The second problem is even more maddening. The law isn't built for body in your car cases. Under California law, if the only thing prosecutors can nail down is you had a dead body in your possession, that becomes a much lower level offense, potentially a misdemeanor, believe it or not, or a low level felony, depending on the circumstances. Who knew? Meaning the person responsible could end up with little to no jail time. And prosecutors are terrified of that outcome. So they're playing the long game, a slow game, a careful game. Better to indict once than arrest three times and lose game. The problem is, while they're playing that game, the public sees a dismembered teenager in a celebrity's car and wonders, the hell's everybody waiting for? Then we get to the third major obstacle. There may be multiple suspects, multiple locations, and multiple timelines at play here. This is not a clean, single-scene homicide. This is not a she died here at this time by this person. There are credible indicators based on reporting, property searches, and standard investigative reasoning to suggest Celeste may not have died at the Hollywood Hills property. Her remains may have been stored elsewhere before the Tesla. The freezer theory, whether true or not, implies a possible secondary location. More than one person may have helped with transport, concealment, or disposal. Different people may hold different pieces of the timeline. And when a body moves, your chain of evidence splinters. Responsibility splinters. Charges splinter. Was one person responsible for her death? Another responsible for dismemberment, another for moving the body, another for helping dispose of the evidence, or was it all the same person? We don't know. But neither do prosecutors, not in a provable way yet, publicly. And then we hit obstacle number four. Digital forensics are a monster in this case. People hear Tesla telemetry, and they think it's some kind of magic key. It's not. It's data. It's raw data. Tons of it. Logs, pings, GPS tracks, accelerator readings, door events, battery usage, Wi-Fi, auto connect points. The Tesla may contain the timeline, but someone has to reconstruct it. And to that, cell tower data, Google location history, tow yard records, license plate reader hits, possible surveillance footage, digital access logs from the Hollywood Hills property, anything tying Celeste to other locations. These are not simple plug-and-play revelations. They're mosaics, pictures built from fragments. Every case involving a moved body takes months. This one involves a moved body, a sealed autopsy, contradictory reporting, and a high-profile figure who hired legal counsel immediately and clammed up. Which brings us to the fifth obstacle. Everyone involved got lawyers instantly. This is not a crime involving panicked amateurs. This is a crime orbiting a public figure with handlers, managers, advisors, friends, and associates who all know how to say, speak to my attorney. As soon as the Tesla was linked to the case, the clamps came down, no interviews, no voluntary statements, no clarity, and no answers. And that forces investigators into the slowest, most methodical reconstruction possible. Now, am I saying any of this is acceptable? No, not even close. A teenage girl was found dismembered in a musician's car. Her autopsy is sealed. Police are correcting rumors instead of providing facts. The public is left piecing together a timeline that the system refuses to release. And the person or people responsible for Celeste's death are still out there. And I don't care how methodical prosecutors want to be. I don't care how complicated the timeline is. I don't care how many phones and cars and properties they're analyzing. There is no version of this case where this level of delay inspires confidence. But sometimes it is necessary. Because here's the truth. If law enforcement believed this was a simple body moved after death case, we would have already have arrests. There are California statutes for that. They're straightforward, they're chargeable, they're fast. The fact that we have none suggests prosecutors are reaching for something bigger. A homicide charge, a murder indictment, a conspiracy, multi-actor involved, multiple crime scenes, something more than just a disposal. The grand jury supports that. Grand juries are not convened for no reason. You don't bring witnesses into a sealed courtroom unless you're building a deliberate case. But that secrecy, the sealed autopsy, the detective's declarations, the closed-door questioning has created a public environment where rumors outrun fact. And fact gets lost under 100 different interpretations of what frozen even means. So let me pull this back to the core question. Why is there so much confusion about whether Celeste was frozen? Because law enforcement answered the wrong part of the question. They answered she was not frozen when we found her in the car. But the real question the public cares about is, was she stored somewhere else? Was she transported? Was she concealed before ending up in that frunk? And the police haven't answered that. They can't or won't. Which is why the narrative keeps breaking into. One side thinks LAPD debunked the freezer story entirely. The other thinks LAPD is playing word games. And realistically, both interpretations make sense. Because LAPD didn't actually clarify anything beyond the moment of discovery. They didn't say she was never frozen. They said she was not frozen where they found her. Those are different statements. One is broad, one is narrow. One shuts down a theory, the other leaves the door cracked for an earlier storage scenario. And that's where we are. A case where nuance is treated like contradiction, where silence masquerades as caution, and where rumors thrive because facts are walled off. Where a grand jury moves in shadows while the public is left with the dangling question, how did a missing girl end up in a celebrity's car, and why hasn't a single person been held accountable? So here's where we land. Not with neat answers, not with airtight conclusions, but with clarity about the only things that actually matter. Celeste did not climb into that car alone. She did not dismember herself. She did not hide herself in a bag. She did not place herself in a frunk. She did not go missing for over a year by accident. And she did not end up dead without human involvement. Somebody did this. Maybe more than one somebody. And the system is either closing in carefully or dragging its feet catastrophically. Either way, the result is the same. A teenager is dead, a body was hidden, a narrative is fractured, and justice is still nowhere in sight. So until the autopsy is unsealed, until the grand jury speaks, until prosecutors decide the case is strong enough, until someone is named and charged, all the public can do is keep asking the uncomfortable question the system refuses to answer. And the biggest one is still this. How long does a case like this get to sit before silence becomes a cover-up? Because right now, that's exactly what it feels like. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. And if you're not already there, please do join us on YouTube. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That's where you will find us. Get access to all of our commentaries, all of our interviews, and give us your thoughts. Give us your feedback. Be sure to press subscribe while you're there as well. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel.
That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.